time now for your comments. Last week on the program, we spent some time with Virginia-based photographer Sally Mann. And on NPR.org, we posted an audio slideshow. Mann described some of the photos in her series Proud Flesh. That's about her husband Larry's struggle with muscular dystrophy.
Given that he's suffering from a weakening, wasting disease, there's something languid about his posture, but there's also something very strong about him.
Well, Elizabeth Golden McKinley of Oakland, California, was one of many who responded to our story. She was moved to write this. While I found myself cringing at moments listening to Sally's descriptions, my sense is that she doesn't live by conventional boundaries, I was curious about the pictures and found them to be hauntingly beautiful, raw, and brave. We also talked last week with game show champion Ken Jennings about his crushing loss to a computer opponent on Jeopardy. He joked that he welcomed our new computer overlords. Well, here's part of how we introduced that item.
Sometime in the future, this might be an answer on Jeopardy. In 2011, this computer bested two previous champs on a television quiz show. And the question would be, who is Watson?
Well, that sparked this thought from Chuck Cox of Tulsa. By answering who is Watson instead of what is Watson in your piece about the Jeopardy Man versus Machine contest, you have already welcomed our new overlords. Well, if you'd like to buzz in on something we do, write to us at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.